Moving on now, a radical far-right group wants to march through Pilsen on Saturday to protest against alleged restrictions of freedom of speech in the Czech Republic. 2 months after thousands of ordinary people took to the streets to block a similar march through Prague's Jewish quarter, the organisers of the Pilsen march are calling on their supporters to turn up armed this time around. Jan Richter looks at what the coming weekend may bring.
A radical far-right group with neo-Nazi ties known as Národní odpor or National Resistance feels that freedom of speech is being restricted in the Czech Republic. In November, the Prague authorities, together with several thousand people, prevented them from expressing their disapproval of the Czech participation in the occupation of Iraq, which they were planning to voice in Prague's Jewish quarter on the anniversary of Kristallnacht, a large Nazi anti-Jewish pogrom in 1938. This time, the radicals want to march past the Great Synagogue in Plzeň on the anniversary of the first transports of local Jews to Nazi extermination camps in 1942. I asked Tomáš Kraus, the secretary of the Federation of Jewish Communities of the Czech Republic, if the Plzeň Jewish community was ready for the march.
The community in Plzeň is prepared for such a provocation. We hope that also other authorities in this town are prepared for this kind of activity, because this is something new which they never had to face, and of course it needs some kind of a coordination on several levels, starting with the municipality of Plzeň.
The local Jewish community will be holding a rally outside the Great Synagogue at the time of the march. According to the community leader Eva Štiksová, they will not attempt to block the neo-Nazi march. Jana Václavová is the spokesman for the Plzeň police headquarters.
Our main task will be to make sure that the event is peaceful to protect public safety and property. Several hundred police officers will be out in the streets to make sure that public order is maintained. Members of a riot police squad will also participate in the event, communicating with the protesters to prevent any aggressive behavior on their side and any potential conflicts. We have also asked our colleagues from neighboring states for cooperation, especially from Bavaria and Saxony.
The march in Plzeň is the second recent public manifestation of a neo-Nazi sentiment with blatant anti-Semitic undertones. Does this mean that extremists are launching a new, more open strategy and trying to draw new supporters from within the Czech society? That was my question for political scientist Miroslav Mareš from Masaryk University in Brno, who is an expert on Czech extremist movement.
I think it's a next attempt to present the neo-Nazi movement in the public, and I think it's a new attempt how to test limit of the Czech law for the possibilities and chances of neo-Nazi movement. It's aimed to the unsatisfied young people in small cities, in small towns, in villages. It's important to give the signal that something as a protest neo-Nazi movement here exists.
Plzeň City Hall has been criticized by various NGOs, including the newly founded League Against Antisemitism, for allowing the radicals to go ahead with the march. But the authorities claimed that with all legal requirements met, they had no legal ground for banning the march. The situation resembles the legal battle led by Prague City Hall, which only succeeded in banning the November event in the capital's Jewish quarter after several failed attempts. Tomáš Kraus of the Federation of the Jewish Communities of the Czech Republic says they will push for a change of the law so that similar events would be easier to ban in the future.
These events are creating some kind of a force which is bringing these various scattered initiatives on one platform. We are now hoping that this platform will be able to produce some even legislative steps which would lead to improvement of these existing laws.
Tomáš Kraus of the Federation of Jewish Communities of the Czech Republic, ending that report by Jan Richter.